It's nothing but refreshment time with Billy O'Connor, Series J, program number one, for broadcast Wednesday, December the 31st. To begin in 5 seconds. Well, hi there. It's refreshment time. Time to have a break. Have a Coke with Billy O'Connor. Brought to you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this time by your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola. Sylvia Murphy has promised to sing a song or two for us. The quartet's on hand, and so is Mr. Refreshment, sparkling Billy O'Connor.
Well, I left her by the River St. Marie. We pledged our love until eternity. Along the pebble pathway from her door, we kissed and then we kissed again and parted on the shore. The Angelus rang out upon the sea. I saw her kneel and say a prayer for me. When winter's gone and spring is on, I will meet her by the River St. Marie. Rang out upon the sea. I saw her kneel and say a prayer for me. When winter's gone and spring is on, I will meet her by the River St. Marie.
Indeed I will. That's where I'm going to be. Or Etobicoke Creek, I'm not sure. Okay, fellas, now let's run over that tin lid symphony again. Would you like to do that with me?
You're going to wash your New Year's with a bang, eh, Billy?
And with lots of Coca-Cola, naturally.
Yes, indeed. Your guests tonight, ladies, will really go for that cold, crisp taste of ice-cold Coca-Cola. There's nothing quite so cheerfully refreshing. And you know, Coke goes so well with those wonderful party snacks you'll be serving. At your New Year's Eve party tonight, flatter your guests with the very best. Add the bright sparkle of the real treat, the real refreshment to your menu, Coca-Cola. Check your supply of Coca-Cola right after the show, and if it's a little low, bring home the Coke in the handy six-bottle cartons, or in new big economical family-size bottles that fill glass after glass. Well, from the Tin Lid Symphony to our blonde chanteuse here, Sylvia Murphy.
Sylvia's got a personal question to ask you, musically-wise, that is.
What are you doing tonight? New Year's Eve, that is.
See you after the show, kid.
Oh, boy.
Maybe it's much too early in the game. Ah, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight. When it's exactly 12 o'clock tonight, welcoming in the new year, New Year's Eve. Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one out of the thousand invitations you've received. Ah, but in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing, New Year's? Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of the thousand invitations you've received. jackpot question in advance. What are you doing, New Year's, New Year's Eve?
Good year, baby, good year.
Well, Sylvia, all I can say is that if Donnie doesn't want to take you out and you get permission from my wife, I'll take you.
Oh, you're very sweet, Billy. Thank you.
We let Cameron go up and babysit. I'll bring my wife along. That's what we'll do.
Well, babysit for me.
Yeah, for you too. Well, let's see what we know about this song that Kenny Gill wrote last year. It's a cute little song called You're the Girl I'm Taking to the New Year's Party. And it goes like this. You're the girl I'm taking to a New Year's party, the girl that I adore. You look so sweet, and the friends we meet will be oh so proud to know you. You're the girl I'm taking to a New Year's party for all the folks to see. You'll be the cutest girl by far at the party with me. Then Mom and Dad and Sister Sue will be waiting there to greet you. When midnight comes, we're hand in hand, and I'll be glad I'm with you. You're the girl I'm taking to a New Year's party. Everyone will see. You're the nicest girl a boy could bring to a party New Year's Eve. Then Mom and Dad, Sister Sue will be waiting there to greet you. When midnight comes, we're hand in hand, and I'll be glad I'm with you. You're the girl I'm taking to a New Year's party. Everyone will see. You're the nicest girl a boy could bring to a party New Year's Eve. Just ring out the bell.
All I'd like to know now is whether Kenny Gill over there in guitar thinks that you did his song justice.
Well, I don't know, but here's one I can do justice to.
Okay.
Should old acquaintance be forgot, and when it's 59, serve New Year's guests bright sparkling Coke and have a dandy time. Happy New Year!
And that, ladies, is the last of the offbeat O'Connor rhymes you'll hear during 1958. But seriously, Billy has a good idea buried in that verse. Serve your New Year's guests bright and sparkling Coca-Cola. And tomorrow, too, when once again your table will be the landing field for another turkey, dressed and trimmed, serve ice-cold Coca-Cola. Everybody goes for the cold, crisp taste of Coca-Cola with food. The real treat. The real refreshment. Yes, there's nothing quite as cheerfully refreshing as that cold, crisp taste of Coke. When you shop, bring home the Coke in the handy cartons of 6 regular-sized bottles, or get Coke in the new big, giant family-sized bottles. Enough Coke to fill glass after glass. Save you money, too. Okay, Bill?
Well, I don't quite understand this next number. Sylvia hasn't even gone out yet. Tonight hasn't even arrived yet. She said she could have danced all night.
Well, I think I'll be able to.
Well, good for you, Sylvia.
I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night and still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings and done a thousand things I've never done before. I'll never know what made it so exciting, why all at once my heart took flight. I only know when he began to dance with me, I could have danced, danced all night. I'll never know what made it so exciting. Why all at once my heart took flight. I only know when he began to dance with me, I could have danced, danced, danced all night.
Oh, I can still see Eliza Doolittle singing that song, Billy, on the stage of My Fair Lady in New York. You know, as a matter of fact, Billy, I was reading a couple of weeks ago that My Fair Lady has a new record. It has gone the longest of any show on Broadway with a capacity house, something like over 2 years, where every night every seat has been filled and there have been 44 standees in the audience.
My
boy,
goodness,
you sound like you have a little bit of money in the show, haven't you?
Don't I wish I had, believe me. I could have retired last year.
Well, good for you. Honey, let's start the new year right, huh?
All right.
Make some new resolutions around this place, I'll tell you.
1 minute to midnight.
1 minute to go.
1 minute to say goodbye before we say hello. Let's start the new year right.
12 o'clock tonight, when they dim light, let's begin.
Kissing the old year out. Kissing the new year in.
Let's watch the old year die with a fond goodbye and our hopes as high as a kite.
Can our love go wrong if
we start the new year right?
Let's start the new year right.
12 o'clock tonight, when they dim the light, let's begin. How can our love go wrong if we
start the new year? Let's start the new year. Let's start the new year right.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
Billy,
to you.
Billy, just occurred to me, you know, we have a little time to chat today. And,
well, isn't that marvelous?
It's an unusual situation.
Well, don't take
me.
Advantage of all the time, then. What were you going to say, Donald?
I'm glad you let me get a word in here. I was just thinking that, talking about My Fair Lady, we have just completed 2 years on the air for Coca-Cola.
I was wondering if you remembered that.
Oh, how well. Every payday I remembered, Billy. Believe me.
Well, you nice people who are so kind to keep writing us and keep listening to us 3 days a week, we wish you nothing but the best of health, very healthy and prosperous new year, don't we, Donald?
We certainly do. On behalf of all the gang here, Kenny, Jack, Vic, Bill Isbister, and Billy O'Connor, and Sylvia Murphy, and little old me, yours truly, we would like to say a very happy new year.
And
happy new year.
Happy new year to you. And don't forget, during 59, I'm still going to remind you, Mum, that when you're shopping, to bring home the Coke. Bring home the Coke. Everybody's happy when you bring home the Coke. That real great taste leaves you so refreshed. Coca-Cola puts you at your sparkling best.
Bill, we'll see everybody Friday, okay?
Yes, indeed, we will.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.